Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Rilke.
Romaine Rubinus Dorsey lives in Bloomington, Indiana. Her work has appeared in Brilliant Corners, Sou'wester, and the Louisville Review, and she teaches in IU's creative writing program. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Romaine, what have you brought for us today?
I'm going to start with a poem called Novodevichy Graves. Late winter, Russian dusk, dishwater sky, sister's plot, last bed for women whose lives were hushed within rubble walls above the rising and ruthless Kremlin, stones and whispering pines, how still, how internal this exile. Not for you, though, sister world traveler, whose monogram Samsonite is neither timid nor earthbound, whatever you might have feared most once. Novodevichy Cemetery, Moscow, 1 December 1987. For those who would wake to see the sights, that sight is reparation. Rivalry is the face of defeat. The absence of rivalry is the face of defeat. Thus the story goes. North wind over the Sentinel Moscow River, a single marker in this small corner for nuns, bones dustbound, souls mercy bent. Sofia Alexeyevna Romanova, 27 September 1657, 14 July 1704, age 46. And then the next name, and then another. Sisters of royalty, head shorn into anonymous ash, history's lambs to the altar. But you, sister, whatever denies itself wants for nothing, we're told. We're told. Beheaded boxers lie bleaching on the South China Plains, a 1902 stereograph. Kilburn saw the possibilities in depth. Like every depiction of Christ foregrounded amidst other criminals slated to die that Friday, later christened good, one boxer alone marked before a half dozen bare torsoed corpses belly down in dust. 10 feet from his fellows, arms pulled up behind and tied, wing-like. His head, right cheek offered, lies beside him as if leaning forward to hear the latest word. He had left it behind. Death Index Engine. 3 answered to shame, 3 were surprises. 1 was given consolation, another quiet. 2 were called brave, and 5 went by sure. 193 were happy, 57 fancy, 3 considered foxy, 2 delightful, while 8,550 could say, call me coy. 20 were peaceful, among them 4 peaceful loves, 2 peaceful hearts, and 1 peaceful mind. Though 20 were peaceful, 4 were cautious, Williams, Barbie, Merckx, and Choate. A full 575 deemed true, with 3 being truest, Wynn, Haynes, and Smart. 199 were looked upon as fortune, 100 more as money, 9 were given solace, 2 were seen as plain. 60 were friendly, and 294 known just as friend. 1,173 responded to love, 462 more to lovey, while no fewer than 192 heard friend and foe alike call them lovely, including lovely light, lovely flood, 2 lovely polites, lovely peace, lovely cubbage, lovely best, lovely hill, 4 lovely lanes, lovely banks, lovely candy, lovely strong, lovely heart, lovely money, lovely rice, lovely worlds, lovely boy, lovely wise, lovely lingo, and lovely legs. 17 were called Savior and 13 baptized Holy, S.R. Holy Crown, Holy Love, Holy Quietness, Holy Patience, Holy Peace, Holy Cricini, Holy Love, Holy Goodall, Holy Mortara, Holy Roberts, Holy Wilson, Holy Woman, and Holy Jones. 5 went by Lonesome, Lonesome Wonder, Lonesome Rucker, Lonesome Higgins, Lonesome T. Pete, and Lonesome Rhodes of Kentucky. Still 8 more lived long lives lonely. Lonely Reed, dead at 74, the youngest lonely to go, while Mr. Gibbs spent 101 years lonely on this earth. Not so for 39 christened Cherish. Only 1 lived to see 30, Cherish M. of Dufine, while another Cherish M. of Idaho lived all of 11 days, making Cherish an imperative as well as a name.
You've been listening to Lovely Poetry by Romaine Rubinus Dorsey on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.